Our live team coverage of airport wait times continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Simone, if you're flying somewhere for Memorial Day, here's some encouraging news. Salt Lake City International is number one for on-time departures in the nation. Forbes says we're second in the nation for best airport overall. It is the nation's 21st busiest airport, and it'll be much busier this holiday weekend. An extra 21,500 passengers are expected to go through security in Salt Lake, 13% more than the average day, more than a full Marriott Center crowd going through those lines. The TSA says they'll have extra staff, but they say arrive up to 2 hours early, at least 3 hours for international. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Natalie Gochner serves on the Salt Lake Airport Advisory Board.
We have an airport that's on a rapid growth path. The airport's processing about 21,000 people a day through security lines. And so there's been a lot of concern about what will the lines be. And we received assurance yesterday from the director of the Transportation Security Administration for Salt Lake, a gentleman named Ron Malin. And he essentially said to the airport board that we're prepared, that there will be some long lines, but nothing like what you're seeing in other airports. We're fortunate in Utah to have a very well-run airport. Of course, it's doing a major rebuild right now, and so there's a lot happening at the airport. But we are fortunate because, you know, planes leave on time, and it's close to the urban area. And, of course, the security procedures seem to be in line with what you'd expect in this day and age. You need to get there, you know, well over an hour before. But if you're there, you'll get through the lines in 20 to 30 minutes and be on your way.
Our live team coverage of airport wait times continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Simone, expect a crowded Salt Lake International Airport this holiday weekend. 21,500 more passengers leaving Utah for other destinations. About a crowd in the LDS Conference Center. The TSA in Salt Lake City says they're doing what they can to prepare, but passengers can also make the screening go faster by being prepared themselves. So remember the liquids restrictions, no weapons in your carry-on. 56 guns were found in carry-on bags around the nation just this week. By the way, Salt Lake was just ranked number two overall best airport in the nation, number one for on-time departures. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Yeah.